And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of May, 2007. It was on this day in 1960 the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of the world's first birth control pill, Enovid 10, which was referred to simply as the pill. It was one of the first times a drug had ever been approved by the FDA for a purpose other than to cure an illness or to relieve pain. Less than 2 years afterward, 1.2 million women were taking it daily. By 1968, that number had jumped to 12 million. It's the birthday of the poet Mona Van Dyne, born in Waterloo, Iowa, 1921. She was a college professor. She published her first book of poetry when she was 38 years old. Her selected poems came out about 5 years ago. It's the birthday of the poet Joy Harjo, born in Tulsa, 1951. Her father was Muscogee, her mother was Cherokee. She's published several collections of poetry, including What Moon Drove Me to This, and She Had Some Horses. And she is a singer and saxophonist for a band called Poetic Justice. It's the birthday of the playwright J.M. Barrie, born in Angus, Scotland, 1860. He first wrote about Peter Pan in a book of children's stories called The Little White Bird in 1902, and then produced a play 2 years later, which included Peter and Wendy and Captain Hook. He rewrote the script more than 20 times. It was one of the most expensive theatrical productions ever attempted at the time. It required the construction of harnesses and wires so that the actors could fly around the stage. And it's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "I was stolen by the gypsies. My parents stole me right back. Then the gypsies stole me again. This went on for some time. We were so poor, I had to take the place of the bait in the mousetrap. All alone in the cellar, I could hear them pacing upstairs, tossing and turning in their beds. These are dark and evil days," the mouse told me as he nibbled my ear. Written by the poet Charles Simic, born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. His family survived the bombing of Belgrade during World War II, fled Eastern Europe after the war was over. Simic said, "My travel agents were Hitler and Stalin. They were the reason I ended up in the United States. They came to Oak Park, Illinois." He went to high school there, worked as a proofreader at the Chicago Sun-Times, moved to New York City, enlisted in the army, was stationed in Germany. Published his first book of poetry, What the Grass Says, in 1967. Here's a poem by Charles Simic, one of his very early poems, entitled My Shoes. Shoes, secret face of my inner life, two gaping, toothless mouths, two partly decomposed animal skins, smelling of mice nests. My brother and sister who died at birth, continuing their existence in you, guiding my life toward their incomprehensible innocence. What use are books to me when in you it is possible to read the gospel of my life on earth and still beyond of things to come? I want to proclaim the religion I have devised for your perfect humility and the strange church I am building with you as the altar. Ascetic and maternal, you endure, kin to oxen, to saints, to condemned men, with your mute patience forming the only true likeness of myself." My Shoes by Charles Simic, from his selected early poems, published by George Braziller and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.